There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Danny, did you see after Brian Robinson's touchdown? I don't know if it was the first one or the second one.
It's hard to keep track.
I think it was the second one. But he's got five already, and that does tie his career high as we sit here after 5 weeks. He didn't even play in the second half, and he had two rushing touchdowns. Would have had more. He scores, gets into the end zone, and proceeds to walk to the back of the end zone where Major Tutty just walks into the end zone just so casually onto the field of play and extends his hand for a handshake. And B-Rob's like, brothers don't shake
brothers
hands.
Brothers hug.
Brothers got a hug.
What a terrible moment.
And he brings in Major Tutty. Some would say in the symbolic moment of the Commanders really being embraced with a hug.
That's what happened.
The name, the organization. I got people texting me, telling me they got people on both sides of them at the stadium yesterday cutting off tags of Jaden Daniels jerseys after halftime yesterday, after the big play to McLaurin. The hug of your guy, my guy, our guy, Major Tutty.
That big old pudgy pig for no reason. Yeah, it's over, by the way, for everybody who's keeping score at home. It's over. Like, this is the name, man. Sorry. Like, the line was around the block yesterday to buy stupid new gear for this stupid name. Those of us that are fighting this, it's over. I'm going to keep enjoying the football part of it, but just know that the little ember that was being stoked every now and again when Josh Harris was like, it's not our current priority in the moment, but we're aware of it, and we're looking at details, and we know the name blows, and everyone who likes it's a
Josh rube. Harris hates the name, too.
Yeah,
but Mitch he knows. Rails doesn't like the name, but I think they all knew if we could kick this can down the road just a little bit, and maybe we hit the jackpot on the quarterback with the draft coming up in the second pick, maybe it's one less thing we got to worry about.
Well, that can's not kicked down the road.
That hell of a lot of money.
That can was put into a rocket launcher and shot miles away.
Danny, back to the bigger picture point here, the thing that is so significant. It's not the name. It's not the future of the name.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's the embracing of Major Tutty by Brian Robinson. My kids were fired up.
Oh, I know they were.
Guy, the mascot hug. I always love mascot shtick under the goalposts. Like, there's a missed field goal, and the guy just, like, drops his head into his hand. Like, how is a mascot not hilarious? This big, fat pig. It looks like me, but with a pig head. Just a big, squishy pig. He just walks out there like, Mr. Robinson, can I have a hug? And he's like, of course you can, Tutty. Come over here. And he like kissed him a little bit. Like they he didn't, but his face mask was touching
like a little bit
Tutty's nose for some reason. The embrace is the funniest thing I've ever seen. It was so good.
The touchdown was great.
What do I have to do to get you to give Major Tutty a hug? If I can arrange with the Commanders to get Major Tutty in here on Monday, Monday if they beat the Ravens, can we get a video of you hugging Major Tutty?
Words like scholarship for my kids comes to mind.
Okay.
So if you are able to guarantee me in writing that their higher education is paid for, I'll embrace that diabetic pig. I don't care.
Drab licked a toilet seat or something today. I think he might have kissed the toilet seat because he said there's no way they score 30 in a win against Jim Schwartz and the Browns. So he had to do it. This coming week, I'm not suggesting, like a lot of people keep sending us notes at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny, that you put your left hand up.
Uh-huh.
And you sing.
I've caught a lot of those.
Who
yeah.
are we?
Yeah.
They're like, what do we have to do to get
Danny
to do
it? By the way, people stop doing that now, haven't they? Doing the stupid, the embarrassing thing?
No, they're still in.
Really? I just don't see as much of it anymore. So I'm hoping that it died out and everyone has the appropriate amount of cringe and shame.
They actually performed yesterday on the concourse.
Yeah, they're at the stadium.
Pre-game.
We were walking around Cincinnati. People were going,
oh, it's so embarrassing.
Who are we? And people would throw their left hand up. It's a thing, man. But more importantly, back to the task at hand.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry.
I'll get Major Tutty here. I'll do the hard part.
Please don't do that.
I'm going to coordinate.
What a waste of time and resources.
I want you to give Major Tutty a hug if the good guys get to 5-1.
And I want a metabolism. See what happens first. Don't do that. That's a waste of time and energy and effort. I will not embrace it. I'll not embrace him. I'll not embrace it, whatever the it is. I'm out.
Darius, I'm having a great time watching football. Tutty a hug if we get him in here?
Are you kidding me? Absolutely. That's my guy.
Wrap those paws around that big fella.
That's my guy.
What about you, Clary? He doesn't have any Ozempic or Wegovy. He's still diabetic right now. We gonna give him a big hug?
We're gonna give him a big old hug for Major Tutty. I love Major Tutty.
Major Tutty's a little bit silly.
Is he?
I think he's a great mask guy. The little helmet. He's like half cute, half funny. I don't know if he's supposed to be funny or angry or yeah. I don't know what he is.
I don't either. I don't know what he is either. Again, what's the animal? See what I'm saying? Like, there's
it's a hog.
Yeah. Why? They're not the Hogs.
The Hogs.
Well, I know who they are, but that's not the team name.
They're paying homage to the old thing.
You see, it's a stupid
commander,
name.
It's a hog wearing a commander helmet.
Oh, now it clears it up. That makes a lot of sense.
For people that want it to be cleared up, it does.
No.
For people who are just being obstinate for the sake of doing it,
everyone it needs to admit it is at best confusing, at worst an insulting, pandering bit of nonsense.
And then admit that Brian Robinson hugging him after his second touchdown was outstanding.
What also sealed the deal. Again, it's over now.
Was the moment.
Yeah, it's the symbolic
end. Brian Robinson hug of Major Tutty, and now the name will never change.
Yeah, pretty much. It's that, and then the line around the block at the dumb team store with gear with the dumb team name on it.
The only thing that would have been better than that, and also more anger-inducing for Danny, is if Brian Robinson would have ripped his helmet off in the end zone and been penalized. Wouldn't have mattered because the Browns couldn't have done anything.
I was going to say, what are they going to do with it?
Would have put one of those big fluffy hats on that he wore in the locker room all the time, those big fat hats.
Yeah, that's gone away, right?
That thankfully. You hated. Those are gone.
That's right.
But if he put that around, spun it backwards like Coach Bro Sergeant Slogan, mm-hmm. and then he gave a hug to Major Tutty with the big hat, the stuffed animal hat on.
Yeah, that'd have been a 10 out of 10.
That would have been even better. Can we hide one of those under the goalpost like a Sharpie in the Salvation Army bucket? Or something in the end zone.
What was the Saints receiver, Joe?
Joe Horn.
Joe Horn, who did the celly. So you want to hide at one of those giant stupid hats. By the way, good luck hiding that thing anywhere.
Put it in the back of the end zone, or just have Major Tutty toss it to him.
Yeah, those stupid things are visible from space.
He scores every week. So let's bring Major Tutty to Baltimore. Let's have him under the goalpost. He tosses him the big hat. B-Rob puts it on, and they do a big embrace.
Or let's get a bonfire together, put all those oversized hats in it.
We don't have to do that.
And the original recording of one of my hands going in the air.
Game balls to the best. I don't even know if we need to give out any gassers. We can try to find one or two, but this is a game ball kind of day. The Commanders are 4-1. Ravens week getting started, but we're still looking back at yesterday's domination of the Cleveland Browns. A fourth quarter that Washington didn't need. Fans left with 10 minutes to go, not because they were so angry, but because there was nothing left to see. Because they came, they saw, they conquered, and their bourbon was waiting for them in the parking lot. So that they could clink glasses and talk about how great their football team is.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.